What? This is bullshit.
Another prank. Another prank. It's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show. Yeah!
Welcome to Bonersode 44 for March 13th, 2020. I'm your host, Richard. Today's show was produced by Chris C., Chris R., Chris W., Christopher C., and I Regret Jumping. Way to go, screwing up the name theme, I Regret Jumping, big jerk. Mr. Fancy Pants has to have some elaborate nickname, which, by the way, makes no sense. Why does he regret jumping? It's stupid, really. Anyway, thanks to the five of you. I picked five because this bonersode is a bit longer than usual to make up for me possibly skipping next week. There's a lot going on, plus I need to try doing a full episode. I'm just full of excuses. Today I'm going to do some calls inspired by the coronavirus, because a pandemic and death are always a great premise for comedy, but it's also inspired by Whoa There's recent post in the Prank Call Idea Factory in the Discord thing. Whoa There posted, to build an immunity, the community is going to gather and sneeze on each other's faces. I like that idea, so here we go.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Angela?
Yes.
Hi, it's Ira with the city.
Okay.
The reason I'm calling is there was a coronavirus test positive at the Amazon warehouse, and so they have several of their employees out. So we're going to be sending a van over to your house with a bunch of the products that they sell, and they're going to supply you with cardboard boxes and packing materials and, you know, just everything you'll need. And we just need you to help pack some Amazon boxes.
No, thank you.
Oh, no, it's not like an optional program. The city council just voted on this late last night. And yeah, we need residents to help out to keep the economy going and everything, because otherwise Amazon's going to close the warehouse. So, yep, you're just going to have a quota of 50 boxes. So it's really not that much.
Okay, so I would have expected, you know, to be notified through my city.
Yeah, I'm with the city of public health department, ma'am. That's where I'm calling from. And yeah, we're just trying to move quickly on this, because yeah, they have, you know, like half their workforce is out right now because of the virus. So yeah, we all need to chip in and do our civic duty, and, you know, we'll get through this.
Okay, so my city of public health wants me to take 50 boxes and load them full of Amazon products that came from a warehouse with confirmed coronavirus.
Oh no, all the items have been sanitized. Yeah, they've been fully tested and everything, so it's, you know, it's not any risk to you. And as compensation, Amazon's going to offer you 2 weeks free of Amazon Prime. So, you know,
I don't ever use Amazon.
Oh, well,
I don't buy stuff online.
Oh,
we don't do that stuff.
Well, you should, like, especially in this day and age, you know, you don't want to go out, you know, to stores where all the sick people are, so you can just have everything brought to your home. You know, it's convenient and safe. You know, just stop being such a dinosaur, you know? It's 2020.
Are you seriously going to talk to me like that?
No, I'm just saying, you know, it's like, don't be afraid of technology.
All right, you know what?
But anyways, they'll be there tomorrow, and they're just going to unload it.
And what if I say no?
Well, it's a mandatory thing, so, you know, you don't have the option of saying no. They're just going to put it all in your driveway or really wherever it's convenient for you. Just, you know, just make sure you're there to direct them.
And what if I say I am not responsible for Amazon products?
Well, you are. The city council voted on it and made it a law, so you are responsible for them. And if you don't pack them up, you know, you'll get charged for it. You know, they're being assigned to your address.
Well, you know what? I never sign for anything. I don't accept responsibility.
You've already been designated the responsible party for the merchandise. And it's mostly just books and sex toys and things like that. It's nothing big.
Yeah, sex toys. I don't want that shit in my house.
Oh, well, you need to watch your language.
Okay, I'll be calling and having...
I don't understand why you're being such a bitch about this. You know, we all got to chip in and we'll get through this.
Are you seriously calling me a bitch?
No, I'm not calling you a bitch. I'm just saying.
Sir, I think you need to check yourself. Oh. I think you need to check yourself, sir.
No, I already had myself tested. I came up clean. I don't have the virus, so I'm good to go.
I mean, check your language, check your mouth, check the way you speak to people,
we'll
sir.
We'll just stop being such a bitch, and, you know, I won't have to, you know, I won't lose my temper.
Oh, my God. You just did it again.
Oh, don't take the Lord's name in vain. That's a sin.
Someone who's going to use that word calling me a bitch is going to complain because I said, oh, my God. And, yes, I was praying when I said it. So, yes, sir, I think you need to check yourself again.
No, I don't need to do that. But
yeah, you're not going to talk to her like that.
Hey, can you tell that other girl in the background to just shut the fuck up? Because I don't know.
No, you
can't. Sir, goodbye. You are done.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Margaret?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Cody with the City of...
Yeah?
Yeah, I just needed to let you know, we're going to be sending a crew out tomorrow to your neighborhood. They're going to be quarantining it.
What?
We're going to be initiating quarantine procedures on your neighborhood.
Okay, who are you?
My name is Cody. I'm with the City of... in the health department.
We don't live in...
Well, yeah, but you're over there on 102nd, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're kind of within our jurisdiction when it comes to, you know, public health and things like that.
And now, what do you mean by quarantine? What does that mean?
Well, first, the crews, when they get there in the morning, they're going to start setting up tents over everyone's houses.
Tents on everyone's houses? You're kidding me.
Oh, no. No, it's just a preventative thing. Nobody there is tested positive or anything, but it's just a kind of...
But you're putting tents on the houses.
Yeah, they're kind of like just big plastic tarp type things. They just cover the entire house.
On everyone in...
Yeah, well, on your street. Yeah, we're just doing
on
it...
On my street.
We're just doing it to certain neighborhoods, just kind of, you know, just kind of keep things healthy and safe and all that.
Well, now, can I get in and out of the house?
Oh, yeah, you'll still be able to leave. You're not, you know, restricted or anything like that. It's just we're going to be setting up like a decon station right outside of your door. So every time
You have to understand that you're not making any sense to me.
What doesn't make sense? I can try to explain.
Okay, I need to know somebody else I can call that will authenticate this. I mean, I don't see anybody else. I'm watching TV. I don't see anybody else anywhere with tents over their houses.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, just the news broke this morning. It was on the morning news. I don't know if you saw it or not, but... Yeah, we're moving kind of quickly on this, and tomorrow's going to be the first day that we're... It's like the first
now,
wave.
Why our street, 102nd Drive?
It was just chosen at random. We're just kind of doing, you know, select areas, just to kind of create barriers, you know, between the different neighborhoods. And, yep, yours was just chosen. And, yeah, you can still leave, but every time you come and go, you'll just need to go to the decon station outside of your door.
What is a decon station?
It's just kind of like a high-powered shower kind of thing. You'll just get sprayed.
Well, listen, I have a husband that's in the hospital with a broken hip, and I have to go spend every day there.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't recommend entering any hospitals right now due to the coronavirus.
Well, he is in the hospital with a broken hip.
Yeah, but he'll be taken care of, you know? Like, he doesn't need you there, right? Like, you're not the...
Yes, he does.
You're
yes,
not the medical
does.
Professional. Just leave it to the pros.
Well...
Really not much you could add.
Have you called other people on this street?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm alerting everyone in the neighborhood. Everyone I can get a hold of, anyways.
And who are you and what are you?
What do you mean, what am I? I'm a person.
What is your name and what is your job, so to speak?
Oh,
what is your authority to do this?
Well, I'm not doing it personally. I'm just giving you the courtesy
All right,
call.
Who are you representing?
The health department. And... My name is Cody Nonamsky. I think I told you a few times before. Might want to write it down if you're having...
Okay, Cody, what? And spell that.
T-H-A-T.
C.
And if you're having memory trouble, you'll probably want to write it down.
I'm not having many memory trouble. It's just you've kind of just given me a lot of information that makes absolutely no sense.
Oh, okay. Well,
okay. Health department, and your name is Cody. What was the last name?
Nonamsky.
Oh, Nansky.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then also
put a tent over the house, and I have to go in and out and do what you say, a shower or something?
Yeah, it's like a high-powered shower. They're just going to spray you from all sides.
Who is they?
There's going to be some decon officials there. And
at every house?
And they'll just hose you off. And, you know.
God, you're not making a bit of sense.
What doesn't make sense? It's just when you leave or when you return home.
It's going to be at every house, all the people that go to work, and everything is going to get hosed off when they come home.
Yeah. It's, just standard quarantine procedures. And then you'll need to wear an ankle bracelet so we can track you.
Okay, I've had enough of this. Bye-bye.
Well, ma'am, I just need to finish explaining.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Margaret. It's Cody again.
Yes.
I don't know if we got disconnected, but I just needed to let you know.
I hung up.
Oh, that's kind of rude. Yeah, there's just a little bit more information that I need to relay to you.
I'm going to go talk to some more neighbors and see if you've called them.
Okay. Well, just before you go, I just need to let you know that in a couple of days, we're going to be gathering your neighborhood together, and we're just going to have you all sneeze in each other's faces.
Bullshit.
Just to build up a resistance.
Hello?
Okay.
Oh, hi, Penny?
Yes, uh-huh.
Hey, it's Cody with the city of...
Uh-huh.
Hey, I just needed to let you know we're going to be sending a crew to your neighborhood tomorrow.
Okay.
And I don't know if you heard the news this morning or anything, but yeah, we're just going to be initiating some quarantine procedures due to the coronavirus.
Okay.
And there hasn't been a confirmed case in your neighborhood or anything. It's, these are just preventative measures.
Okay, and this is the city of...
Correct.
Okay.
And yeah, so they're going to be there at about 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, and they're just going to be setting up a giant plastic tent over your house.
A plastic tent over my house? Why?
It's just part of the quarantine procedure.
Well, is every house going to have a tent over it?
Yeah, every house on your street.
And how long does it have to stay on?
Right now, we don't have an end date. It's, we're working on a vaccine, and that's going to take
I have two dogs. I have two labs.
Oh, okay.
I have to take in and out.
Yeah,
I can't be quarantined in here and have no place to...
Oh, no, you're not restricted to your home or anything. It's just we're setting up the tent, and then we're going to be putting a decontamination station outside of your front door. And so you're free to come and go as you please, but every time you do, you'll just need to go through decon first.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, no, it's just, part of...
Is all the houses on doing this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, every single one. It's various neighborhoods in your area are doing it.
Oh, that's just incredible.
But, it's just for public safety and health.
Well, I know, but I mean, there's no one's had anything here, so I don't see why we have to tent our home. Why they pick?
Well, that's the idea, is we want to keep it that way. We want to keep, people from getting the virus.
Right, but why did you all, what other neighborhoods did you pick besides us?
Well, there's about 25,000 homes throughout the area that are getting these tents. It's just that we're just trying to set up buffer zones, just to kind of slow down the spread when it does arrive.
Okay.
And then also, you'll need to put on the hazmat suit that we're going to issue to you after you go through decon.
You mean every time I go out of my house?
Yeah.
And I get ready to come back in with my dogs, I have to put a suit on?
Yeah, it's a plastic suit. Kind of looks like a beekeeper's uniform kind of thing with the... With the helmet and a visor.
And then what do I do with then?
What do you mean?
Do I just bring it in the house and keep it and put it back on again when I come out?
Oh, no, you won't bring it in. You'll leave it hanging up inside the decon chamber.
Oh, this is incredible.
Yeah, you'll go through decon, which is just, we just hit you with some high-powered gamma rays and... Oh, turn that shit off.
Hold on 1 second.
Turn that off.
Yes. Are they calling you?
Just tell them to hang up the phone.
Okay, so they're going to do this at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, they'll be there at about 8. And, it's, like I said, you're free to come and go. You just have to put on the hazmat suit and go through decon.
And how long is this going to last?
Like I said, there's no end date. Right now, we're just trying to, work on preventative measures, and then we can...
Okay, what about people that aren't here? Like my neighbors on... On my right, when you face my front door, they're weekenders.
Yeah, well, they'll have the same thing. They'll have to go through DECON when they come and go.
Okay. What do they need to look up or whatever so I can tell my neighbor, go on this site and see what the city's doing?
Yeah, just tell them to go to .org slash APCS.
APCS.
LOL.
LOL.
Hazmat.
Hazmat. H-A-S-M-A-T?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm not mad at you. I just this just blew my mind.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I get the frustration and everything. It's an inconvenience, but it's in the long run, it'll keep everyone healthy and safe, you know?
Yeah, okay. So when I take my dogs out in the backyard.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. So you said you had two dogs?
I have two labs.
Okay, yeah, I'll put you down for two of them then. We're going to issue you some hazmat suits for the dogs.
Oh, my God.
There's dog-shaped.
This isn't a joke, is it?
Oh, no. This is a serious matter, ma'am. Just wondering about this. Got a
hazmat suit for my dogs.
Yep. And same thing. They'll just go through the decon chamber with you. And, you know, the gamma rays that we sterilize you with, they're not harmful to dogs either.
Okay.
It's pretty much just going through.
I have a person that comes to clean my house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing. They'll have to go through decon.
So I just might as well tell her don't come for a while. So you figure out how long you're going to do this.
But it's pretty much like going through airport security, you know? Just same.
No, it's more than airport security when it's your home.
Oh, well, yeah, it's the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then also, there's another detail I need to let you know about.
What's that?
The tents and the decon supplies, all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
We partnered with Amazon. And they're the ones that are going to be supplying everything. They're doing it for free. That way it doesn't cost us anything. But there is kind of a trade-off. Once they have you all decontaminated and quarantined, they're going to deliver a bunch of products that they sell. And they're going to give you some cardboard boxes and packing material and labels. And we'll just need you to pack them, get them ready for shipment.
What am I shipping back to them?
Well, you're not shipping it back to them. You're just going to be mailing it to to their customers, just whoever ordered things. It's mostly.
Now, wait a minute. Why are they sending me things?
That's part of the trade-off. Like they're setting up the tents and the decon chambers for free, but they need you to pack Amazon boxes for them and mail them.
You pack their stuff for their customers and mail them?
Yeah. It's mostly just books and sex toys,
things
ridiculous.
Like that. Oh, that's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. I'm going to call my friend the mayor.
Oh, no. No.
This is ridiculous.
You're friends with the mayor?
Yes.
Huh. How about that? Yeah, it's part of your civic duty, ma'am. You know, it's just, we all got to do our part.
Part of my civic duty is not packing boxes for Amazon.
Oh, no. Yeah, it is now.
I'm sorry.
In fact, the mayor's the
I'm
one
sorry.
That's, and the mayor's the one that signed off on this, so I don't know what to tell you. So you can basically.
So I have no. I can't tell them I do not want this at my home.
Oh no, nope. It's mandatory, and this is the new world, you know, that we just have to live with until we can get this virus wiped out.
Okay, Cody. What phone number are you in?
And look, you're going to be home anyways most of the time, so you might as well just keep.
No, I'm not.
You might as well just keep yourself busy.
I'm in and out a lot.
Oh, okay. Well, Miss Busybody over there.
What is your phone number, please?
It's on your caller ID.
Pardon?
It's on your caller ID. And look, you're only gonna have a quota of 50 boxes
just
a day.
Give it to me. So, pardon?
You're only
gonna have what?
You're only gonna have a quota of 50 boxes a day. So it's really not even that bad.
Yeah, it is.
I mean,
I'm 73 years old. I don't need to be doing somebody's boxes.
Okay, yeah, but it's mostly just, you can sit down and pack them while you're on the couch.
I'm sorry. Cody, give me your number.
It's pretty much like working.
I'm on my home phone. I can't look and see what your number is. Give it to me.
It's pretty much just like working from home. You know, you get to sit on your couch
Cody,
put the TV
give me your
on.
Phone number, please.
Watch your soap operas while you pack
Cody,
boxes. Yes.
Cody.
Yes.
Give
yes.
me your phone number.
It's 6969.
6969?
Mm.
Is what area code? Okay. All right. I'm going to see what I can find out.
And I don't know why you're throwing such a
Well, honey, wouldn't you throw a fit if you have two big dogs?
Oh, I'm not
and
your
you're
honey.
You're going to have to put an S. I'm sorry, I call everybody honey. I'm a Southern.
Yeah, that's sexist.
Yeah.
Hashtag two dogs me too.
Going in and out. I walk them. I have to take them out to potty, to tinkle.
You know, you're probably just better off because, you know, like there's no point in going outside because they're going to have the hazmat suits on, so they can just pee right inside the suits.
Mine won't pee inside of the suit. They're not. They're trained to go on grass, not to pee in something they're wearing.
Well, it'll have like a little detachable pouch. So you
okay,
can just.
I've heard all about all I can understand right now.
It's pretty much just like pooping directly into a doggy bag, you know? Like, what's the difference?
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, you tell that to a dog.
Well, yeah, but it makes it easier for you, you know, because you don't even have to scoop it up.
It doesn't make it easy for me because I have to put the damn things on them.
Yeah, no, but then once they're on, like, all you have to do is remove the poop pouch.
Okay, all right. So, Cody, I'm going to get off the phone.
So really,
life's. Just some of this stuff.
Life's going to get a lot easier when you think about it.
Yeah, no, it's not getting easier. You're making it harder.
Also, Amazon's throwing in a 2-week subscription to their Prime service.
Honey, I have Amazon Prime.
Oh, well, they're going to extend it by 2 weeks for free.
Well, I don't get that. That doesn't make me want to do anything.
Well, you know, it's just like it's just a little bonus.
I feel like this is the biggest joke in the world. What? I really do.
Oh, you're a joke.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna get off the phone, Cody. I'm gonna call and see what I can find out.
Hey, what you watching in the background there? What's on the TV?
Cody, I'm gonna get off the phone.
Well, why? We're not done talking. I haven't told you about the rest of the plans.
What's the rest of the plan?
Well, so once we get everything quarantined and we get you packing up the Amazon boxes and everything, you know, if things do get worse, we're probably going to have to initiate a curfew.
Okay. You know what, Cody? I don't believe this. I believe this is a spoof.
A spoof?
And I'm going to get off the phone.
What does that mean? And
I'm hanging up, Cody.
Oh, that'd be rude. Don't hang up
Bye.
On me.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Is Sandra available?
This is Ronnie.
Okay. Is Sandra not available?
Who?
Sandra.
Why do you want her?
Well, this is Cody with the city of... Who did you say this is? Is this Ronnie?
Yeah.
And do you live there with her over there on 18th
what
Avenue?
What are you calling about?
Well, I'm calling to let you know that we're going to be sending a crew out tomorrow morning. We're going to be putting your neighborhood into full quarantine. And so, yeah.
That's bullshit, you know?
No, it's not. It's to Whatever. It's to prevent...
That's bullshit. Hello?
Oh, hey, Ronnie. It's...
Okay, hold on a minute. Here she is.
Okay, hurry up.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Is this Sandra?
Who is this?
This is Cody with the city.
We're not in the city.
And I was telling Ronnie, but he was just cursing me out. I don't know what his problem is, but I just needed to let you know that we're going to be sending a crew out tomorrow to quarantine your house. We're doing it for...
Oh, this is a bunch of bullshit, and nobody named Ronnie lives here, and we don't live in the city.
Oh, he told me his name was Ronnie, whoever that guy is in the background.
I don't know. Forget it.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Sonny?
Yes?
Hey, Sonny, it's Winston with the city.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just needed to let you know we're going to be sending a crew out to your neighborhood tomorrow. I don't know if you heard in the news this morning, but we're going to be doing some voluntary quarantining of certain neighborhoods, and we're just going to be quarantining your street, like all the houses on your street.
For what purpose?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's because of the coronavirus. You know, it's been going around. You probably heard about it in the news and everything. And nobody in your neighborhood has tested positive or anything, but we're just kind of getting a head start on this, trying to do some preventative stuff. So, yeah, they're going to be to your house tomorrow, and they're just going to be putting a giant plastic tent over your home just to just kind of seal it off, you know, keep it safe.
My house?
Yeah, well, not just yours, everybody on your street. But yeah, they're going to be starting with yours.
What is your name again?
My name's Winston.
Winston.
Beauregard.
Well, I'm sitting here watching a news press conference.
Yeah.
Where they're telling us that, telling the United States that there's very limited exposure to this.
Oh, yeah, that's, you know, that's like the kind of the public line that they're taking, you know, that's just trying to quell the masses, you know, keep everyone from rioting and going into a state of panic. On the local level, yeah, we know better. You know, we know the president's just kind of a boob. And we just got to kind of take measures into our own hands before the outbreak, you know, spreads any further. So, like I said, it's just, you know...
What department are you with?
I'm in the public health department.
I'm at a loss. How many of these houses are going to be spotted in the town?
Right now, we're looking at about 25,000 homes.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Who made this decision?
It was the city council. Yeah, they just voted on it late last night. And then also on Thursday, we're going to be gathering everyone on your street. And we're going to have everyone just kind of get in a group and pair up. And we're going to have you sneeze in each other's faces.
And that we're going to have what?
We're going to have you pair up and sneeze in each other's faces. And that should help, you know, build up your immune system.
I want to hear you. I got to turn this TV
Yeah, turn that
off.
Goddamn TV down. It's distracting.
You're going to have us get in each other's faces?
We're going to have you sneeze in each other's faces. It'll help build up an immunity to the virus.
I'm not sneezing in, I'm damn sure not going to have anybody else sneeze on me.
Oh, no, it'll all be supervised, you know, by clinicians. So it's, you know, it's all safe and yeah, they'll take care of you and everything. You don't have anything to worry about. But yeah, it's going to be a mandatory thing. Everyone's got to attend.
You can't.
We're calling it the Thursday night sneeze out.
You can't mandate the fact that I'm going to expose myself to somebody else.
Oh, no. No, yeah, yeah. There's not
anybody within 125 miles that has tested positive.
Yeah, well, you know, and we want to keep it that way. So, yeah, it's a mandatory thing. Everyone's got to do it. It's your civic duty. It's just one sneeze, you know? And then they're going to swab your face to collect the you know, the spittle, the particles, and just have them analyzed.
Winston Beauregard.
Mm-hmm.
What, you're with the health department.
Yep, health and hygiene department. So, anyways, if you don't have
what
any other...
What is your phone number?
It's 6969.
6969?
Mm-hmm. Seven? Oh, yeah.
6969.
Oh, yeah, baby. You got it. That's right.
Hey, I'm not believing this, and I want to talk to whoever in the city has set this up.
Oh no, they're all busy in meetings and drawing
up
plans.
Yeah, they're not talking like you are.
Well, no, you know, I got a lot of these fucking calls to make, you know, and I got to. No, I just, you know,
authorized to use curse words and talk to me like that.
I'm working overtime. I've been making these calls all goddamn day, talking to old folks like you, old fogies.
Well, you're sure as hell not going to get very far calling me names.
I'm not calling you names. I'm just saying I get a lot of pushback from old farts like you. And
how do you know I'm an old fart?
I mean, you sound like you're weeks from death.
Well, you best not show up here.
Oh, no, I'm not going to show up. I'm just making the courtesy calls.
And the minute I hang up from talking to you, I'm calling the city council.
They're busy. They're drawing up.
I don't care if they're busy.
Well, they're drawing up quarantine plans and everything. They're getting ready for the mandatory, you know, quarantines and all that. They're going to start setting curfews and restricting travel, revoking driver's licenses, all kinds of things. But I probably shouldn't be revealing those details because those aren't public yet.
I'm not believing this.
And also, the upcoming presidential election, that's been postponed as well.
You're
Donald Trump. He you know, he delayed the election until the virus is wiped out.
You're you're crazy, mister.
No, I'm not crazy. I'm just following orders, you know.
I'm looking at a press release where they're telling everybody what's going on.
Yeah, but that's all. You're watching what channel are you watching?
I'm not telling you anything.
Well, it's fake news. The real news is that Donald Trump is suspending the election until further notice, and you know, just things are changing. You better just get used to it.
No, I'm not.
I know you're old and you don't like change and everything, but that's the way the world works now, Grandpa.
You joking? You're full of something, and I don't know what. But you're not going to tent my house.
We're tenting the whole neighborhood. I mean, the whole street there. So they'll be there bright and early. They're going to lower it via helicopter. So it's just going to.
You're smoking dope.
What makes you think that?
The way you're talking.
No, I don't do drugs. That's against my religion.
Thank you.
All right. Well, anyways, I hope you have a nice night. Say hello to Jacqueline for me.
I'm not saying anything.
Give her a kiss on the cheek for me.
I'm going to give you more than that if you show up here at my house.
And anyways, I'm getting bored now, so I'm going to let you go, okay? Go take a nap.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Michael.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Cody with the city of...
Okay.
I just needed to let you know we're going to be sending a crew out to your neighborhood tomorrow morning. I don't know if you've heard in the news or not, but we're going to be initiating full quarantine procedures. So they'll be to your house. They should be there at about 9:30, and they'll be setting up a tent over your house and, you know, setting up...
Bullshit.
I'm sorry?
I said I don't believe you.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't believe me, but yeah, there's just a preventative thing that we're going to be doing.
So you're going to put a tent over everybody's house in town?
Not everyone in town, just certain streets. We're just trying to create a buffer zone to slow the spread. So yeah, they'll be there tomorrow morning, and they're just going to be setting up the tents and the decontamination stations and so on.
Well, guess I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Oh no, I won't be there personally. I'm just making the courtesy calls. But yeah, they'll be there in the morning to set up the tent, and you don't even have to be there or anything. It's just, you know, it's just a tent that's going over to your house.
And how am I supposed to get back into my house?
Oh, it's not going to block your access or anything. Like, you're not confined to your home. It's just right outside of your front door there. They're just going to be setting up a decontamination station.
They're not going to set up a decontamination station in my yard, Cody.
They definitely are. It's a mandatory thing. It's, you know, it's just
I'll
for your...
bring a court order then.
There's not a court order necessary, sir. It's just a, you know, the governor signed the bill, and it's, you know, we're kicking things into full swing tomorrow morning. Because we got to...
What officer are you with, Cody?
I'm over here in the health and safety department. And, you know, it's all just to slow down the spread of that coronavirus, because...
So you're in the health and safety department. What department?
The health and safety department.
Okay. And what's your phone number?
Should be there on your caller ID.
No, what's the phone number of your health and safety department office?
Okay, it's 369.
Thank you.
And, well, hold on, I haven't finished.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Michael, it's Cody again. I think we got disconnected.
No, I think I hung up on you, Cody. What do you want?
Oh, well, why would you do that? I was trying to dispense some information to you about the quarantine.
Hey, go ahead and talk.
Okay, well, I don't understand why you're being such an asshole about this. We're just doing it for public safety, you know? We're just trying to slow down the spread of the coronavirus, that's all.
Okay.
And you don't need to be such a dick, you know? Like, I'm just doing my job here.
Oh, really? Your job with the city of is call your citizens dicks?
Well, no, it's to let you know about the quarantine to keep you safe, but you're just being a dick.
Like, okay.
Did you have a bad day or something? Like, why are you taking that on me?
Okay, Cody, go ahead and finish your spill so we can get this call over with.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't really feel like talking to you anymore, so basically just fuck you, and good luck.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Billy?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Winston with the city.
Hello?
I'm sorry, I can't really hear you.
Who are you?
This is Winston. I'm with the city of...
Okay.
And I'm calling to let you know we're sending a van to your house tomorrow morning.
Why?
I don't know if you heard in the news or not, but the city council just passed some emergency measures due to the coronavirus.
Okay.
You might have heard, but there was an outbreak at an Amazon warehouse not too far away. And they haven't contained and everything, but several of their staff are out sick. They're under quarantine.
All right.
And so to help keep the economy going, you know, because otherwise Amazon is going to close the warehouse down, we're going to be drafting various residents in the area to help pack boxes. And yeah, that's where you come in. So we're sending a van over, and they're going to drop off a bunch of merchandise for you to pack up.
How did I agree to this?
You didn't agree. It's just a mandatory measure that we're putting into place. And you'll have...
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Oh, you'll have a week to do it. It's, you know, you're not under...
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
sir, it's a mandatory thing. It's, you know, your name got drawn. It's kind of like jury duty. You know, you just got to do your civic duty.
Pack up boxes that might be contaminated?
Oh, no, they've all been sterilized. Everything's been screened and tested, so it's totally safe.
I don't know.
Well, like I said, it's mandatory, and we all just have to chip in so we can get through this.
I have no, we don't, because I don't even use Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
This is nothing.
But yeah, but they employ a lot of people in the area, so, you know, we can't afford to have Amazon close down their operations here. So,
right.
So, yeah, we're just going to...
You can't just call people up and tell them that they have a job that's mandatory.
Yeah, the city council made it law just late last night. It was in the news this morning. I don't know if, I guess you didn't hear, but...
And no, that's something that would be way more mass said than just on a news episode.
Well, yeah, it was in the papers, and it's on social media, so I don't know where you've been, but yeah.
No, I'm on social media all the time. I've got other people that watch the news.
Okay, well,
nobody said a single thing about that.
Okay, well, I can't account for why you didn't hear about it. You're just probably looking at dumb stuff on Twitter, but yeah, they'll be there tomorrow.
Well, dude, what is your problem?
What do you mean? No, I'm just saying, you know.
I don't even have a Twitter.
Oh, okay, well.
Then you're not even close.
Okay, boomer. Well, anyways, they're going to be there tomorrow morning, and they're going to be dropping.
I'm 27.
Okay. Well, then.
And do not show up to my house. I'm telling you that now.
No, I'm...
You are not welcome here.
No,
nobody.
Sir, I won't
you're
be there.
Calling from.
I never said I was going to be there,
nobody,
stupid. I never said I was going to be there. I'm just making
that
a call.
You have involvement with better show up to my house.
Yeah, the city officials are going to be there tomorrow morning, and they're going to
be... Well, they're going to be turned away.
Well, they're going to be unloading, you know, a bunch of Amazon...
They ain't unloading nothing at my house.
Oh, yes, they are. It's mandatory. You're going to be responsible for the merchandise.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
And if it doesn't get shipped, you'll get...
I don't know who you think you are, but you don't just call people up and tell them they mandatorily have a job.
Well, you're going to be responsible...
What's my address? What address?
You're going to be...
If you know,
sir.
What's my address?
Sir, you're going to be responsible for this merchandise, just so you know.
Okay, but if they're coming to my house, tell me my address then.
I can't give that out, you know, for confidentiality reasons.
You can't give me my address?
You don't know your own address? Why do I have to give it? I don't understand.
I know my address. What I'm saying is I want to know if you know the address so that way you can actually send it.
Oh, no.
Or if this is some kind of scam call to annoy the shit out of me.
How would
because it's getting on my last nerve.
Well, how would it be a scam? I don't understand. I'm not asking you for any information.
Because you can't tell me that you're sending it to the right place. Where do I live?
Well, sir, I only have your name and number, okay? The address is held in confidentiality. I don't have access to that. That's above my pay grade.
Okay.
But the merchandise is...
How did you get my name and number then?
I have...
Because none of this is making any sense.
I have a list to call.
And your very unprofessional attitude is making it seem like this isn't even legit.
Okay, well, you're the one with the attitude. I'm just making a courtesy call, okay?
And because some random dude's calling me telling me that I have a fucking job for the next week. Like, what?
And you're just getting your pretty little pink panties in a knot over this, you know? You just need to calm down.
Yeah, and that right there is why. I can tell you this ain't legit.
No, I'm just saying you're acting like a total bitch about it. Just relax.
I'm a bitch?
Yeah, you're acting like a bitch. Just stop being such a queen. You're a drama queen.
A queen. Yeah, see, this is all fucking made up.
You're 100%.
You, yeah, we'll see.
Now, anyways, so you're going to be billed for the merchandise.
No, there is no anyways. I don't know why you keep talking, because this ain't going
to
happen.
Well, I'm trying to explain to you what's going to happen, motherfucker.
I don't care. I really don't fucking care.
Okay, well,
you're on my last nerve now, so goodbye.
Okay, well, you're going to be billed for the merchandise.
Do not call my fucking phone again.
Oh, hey, Billy, I just needed to let you know that
goodbye.
You're going to be required to wear a hazmat suit while you pack the boxes.
There ain't going to... Yeah, see, now it's all fucking...
Thanks again to Chris C., Chris R., Chris W., Christopher C., and I Regret Jumping for helping me keep the public healthy. Stay safe, everyone, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.
My name Irvin. Yeah, just had a stroke.